Welcome to the media broadcast of His Vision Ministries. Pastor Shane has a strong desire to encourage people to stay in the Word of God on a daily basis. Pastor Shane prays that you are fed by the messages contained in these daily nuggets. These messages are intended to bring daily life application.
You know, one of my favorite quotes is by C.S. Lewis, and it's where he says, "Integrity is doing the right thing, even when no one else is watching." And the Lord has really touched my heart about integrity lately, because this world that we live in, it's obvious that one thing that's missing is integrity. And so it's a concern to me. One of the most important things outside of loving people and doing what God has called me to do, for me personally, is my integrity. I want to be a person of integrity in my life. And so there's two things in life that just don't make sense to me. To be honest with you, first of all, it's when someone is trying to be someone else. That doesn't make sense to me. I don't understand that. I'm Shane. I am who I am. I'm not going to be anybody else. I'm not trying to impress anyone. The only person that I live on, Romans 8:31, all y'all know that. If God be for me, who can be against me? But the second thing is when someone else wants to be somebody else. I just don't get it. I really don't. For example, I have people who want me to preach and teach the Bible a certain way, or to even pastor a certain way. I've had people, now listen, I am who I am. I am who God made me to be. I'm accountable to God. I want to be in the will of God. So I get on my hands and knees and I pray for God. I don't pray for my will. Listen, nobody wants my will at my church. They don't want my will for this ministry. It's got to be God's way or no way. That's the way I operate. And I have no intentions of changing who I am. I want to be genuine. And for the record, I will definitely not compromise what it is that I believe in for somebody else. Or I will not try to change the beliefs that God has brought into my life and convicted me with just because somebody else believes a different way. I believe God fully with His Word. And God has certain things He wants me to do. God has certain things He wants you to do. And so let me say this. Don't tell me how to preach. I'm not going to tell other pastors how to preach. I'm going to preach under the inspiration of God. The point I'm trying to make in all of this is, listen, I admit I'm no better than anybody else that's out there watching or listening to this nugget. But friend, let me encourage you. Just be genuine. Just be who you are. You know, something that really, really irks me, and I'm just going to be honest about this. I've seen this over my 22 years of ministry. It took me a while to figure out what was going on. You know, somebody in the church can have this great, grand idea, and the Lord lays it on their heart. I mean, really, it's a God thing. It could be from the pastor. It could be from another member. And God lays it on their heart. And guess what? The devil will send somebody, sometimes it's from within the church, to try to infiltrate that idea and hijack it. That is not being a person of integrity. We've got to be who we are. I don't know why people want to hijack things sometimes. I don't know why people want to be in the limelight. I don't know why people want to be above reproach and try to outdo or show somebody up. I hear those kind of things. That's not being a person of integrity. I want you to know, by the way, God doesn't honor that. And when you try to hijack something that somebody else is doing, let me tell you this, you're stealing. That's the same as stealing. It's not your idea. Listen, when God lays something on your heart, it's not anybody else's place to hijack that. Why are we trying to impress people? Let's be genuine. Let's be authentic. Let's be who God made us to be. Don't try being somebody else because they're famous or because people like them and all that stuff. Don't try being someone else because they want to be somebody else. Be you. It's that simple. I'm going to share a couple of scriptures with you when we're done. 1 Samuel 16:7 says this. It says, "Samuel looked not on his countenance or on his height or his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as a man seeth, for man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart." That's the thing. The Lord looks at our heart. And so God knows our heart. God knows our intentions. Romans 12:2. I love the book of Romans. And here's what God says in His Word. "To be not of this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is good and what is acceptable and the perfect will of God." Friend, that is an important verse. We need to be able to discern What it is the will of God. And so let's be people of integrity. We know that's God's will. No man is going to change who I am. I hope nobody's going to change who you are. The Bible says no man can pluck you from the Father's hand, so that's a guaranteed promise from God. And listen, I'm not going to get prideful and try to be some other man. That's not who I am. I am who I am, and let's be who God made us to be. Amen. I love every one of you. I'm praying for you. I'm looking forward to seeing you again next time. Have a blessed day.
Thank you for joining us today. Visit us online at isvision.org. Text the word SAVE to the number 80123 and hit send to learn how to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. May God bless you.